Hey, and welcome to an episode of Consider This. So it's been a while since I've posted some stuff. To be honest, I think I said this in the last episode, or one of, that I was really kind of shifting away from my podcast. But I think, or I believe that I ain't totally free from this one just yet. And I don't say that in the sense of a bondage free, but I say it in the sense of, you know, sometimes you want to move on to other projects and other things. But I think this podcast, it adds value to me, and I do hope it adds value to you as well, because my intention for this podcast really is to have simple conversations that we all relate to, that you may not necessarily have with people around you. Like, I remember when I now started the podcast, I believe 2 years ago or three, could be less. I was looking around for some people to have certain conversations with some depth with regards to some spiritual things, and I couldn't really find these people anywhere, and it was tough. So, I mean, it left me not alone, but feeling alone to an extent, because there are people who I did have some conversations with, but for some reason, it wasn't on the level that I was looking for, or to the depth that I was looking for. And I believe God was saying at the time was, spend time with me, spend time in the Word, spend time getting to know who I am. And you know, when you allow yourself to think that you need people in your life to fill certain voids, that's when things start to go south. And you begin to lose sight of the calling, you know. And one of the main things is our purpose here on this earth really is to spend time with the King, you know. He created us for his great pleasure. And in creating us for his great pleasure, he also gave us full reign over everything. And I believe as we begin to understand these principles and these fundamentals of who God is and why he sent us here, and along these lines, it begins to give us a sense of freedom and a sense of joy and a sense of purpose for living. And it opens our eyes to see how truly enjoyable life really is in the midst of all that's happening. So we know the world is going to end soon, the rapture and all these things, but and you're hearing a lot that God is coming soon, God is coming soon, and it's true. It is true. Hence the reason we are to live our lives at a certain standard. And regardless of God coming soon, we're still supposed to live our lives at a certain standard, because he created us and he gave us a blueprint to live. And the blueprint is the Word of God, right? And it's so amazing when you really do spend time in the Word of God, getting to know who he is, and spending time in prayer as well, because he's a person, you know, and the Holy Spirit is also a person, the person of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left the earth, he said, I'll send in somebody who will be with you and who will comfort you and who will guide you. And receiving the Holy Spirit is an amazing thing. And once you accept Christ into your heart, you say, Jesus, you know, I accept your sacrifice for me. I accept that you died on the cross and I repent of my sins and I accept you into my life. Immediately the Holy Spirit comes in. That's a promise, right? Now, of course, there's way more depth to the Holy Spirit and a relationship with him. And as you grow in your Christian walk, you begin to experience the depth of the relationship with the Holy Spirit, and is an amazing thing. It's a slow growth process, it really is, but I believe once we are consistent, we experience the joy and the love. And like everything, you take your time. You can't expect things to happen today for tomorrow or today for today. And that's a lesson that I've been learning over the past couple days and weeks and even months. And it's now becoming evident to me that life is a journey. I mean, yes, I know life is a journey from way back, but is not something that you could rush, in the sense that you expect something to happen today and something to change today, and you expect to become an overnight success just so, in those terms, you know. But it is an amazing journey when it is you allow yourself to learn and to grow and to enjoy the moments as they come. And these are just some lessons that I've been learning as the days go by. And there's so much more that I could talk about and I could share. And I just want to say, in this moment, I am very grateful for all that's been happening over the past couple days, couple weeks, couple months. I have been seeing God move. I did make some very stupid decisions, and it was all in the midst of wanting to be on the right path, you know. But I'm learning in this season as well that in your wanting to be on the right path, be gentle with yourself, relax, recline in the presence of the Lord, enjoy the moment, enjoy the mistakes. Now, I'm not saying go and make mistakes and just accept it to them, but there's a system and a strategy, and there's methodologies that you could follow to save yourself from certain things. And as you go through certain mistakes, you go through certain failures, you go through certain trials and tribulations, count it all joy, as James said, right? And I believe it's in Corinthians where it says God wouldn't give you more than you could bear, and he would always give you an escape. And this is why it's so important to make sure that, you know, you have people in your life that care and that will pull you up and will tell you, hey, you're doing shippiness, bro. Hey, you need to consider that now. Consider something else. Consider that. Ask yourself that question. And there's guidance that would save your life from a lot of unnecessary detours and unnecessary mistakes. Now, I'm not saying that things do happen for a reason. They do. But sometimes we cause things to happen because of our lack of knowledge and our lack of application of that knowledge. And sometimes we know, but we didn't have that kind of, for lack of a better word, magical revelation of the knowledge in order to apply it to certain situations. Because sometimes you think that, yeah, you know this, yeah, you know that, but you never applied it to certain aspects of your life. And in lack of that application, it kind of causes you to think that, you know, you don't know what you're doing. But all this time you have an idea, you know. But the thing is, you didn't know how to apply what you know to what's happening. And this is where experience comes in, and life, and failures. Because we all go through seasons in our lives where things seem to be confusing, crazy, chaotic, and we don't know what to do. And this is why it's so important to spend that time with God and to just relax and recline in his presence. And daily, as you spend that time and you believe and you read your word and you just, I say this 100 times already, recline in his presence, your mind begins to be at peace and it begins to clear out your mind. I believe it's in Romans where it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And to be transformed by the renewing of your mind is a daily thing. It do just happen on a Sunday, one time for the year, and boom, you're transformed because you went to church and your mind is renewed. And I'm not bashing anybody, I'm just saying this is how we tend to think about stuff. And I could speak for myself. Sometimes I tend to think like this. I spent some time here studying this. My mind should be transformed, but that's just not how it is. It's a daily transformation and a daily introduction of what the word says, and a daily rewriting of what it is you think you know and what it is you believe, and allowing God's word to do his thing. and to take root. And I said his thing, because in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word is alive and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's alive. And it's just so amazing to know and to be, to have access to this kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but oh gosh, it's just so amazing. And so I just want to encourage you with this podcast today to take some time, spend some time in the Word, be gentle with yourself, enjoy the days, learn from your mistakes, and consider what the Lord is doing in your life and allow Him to work. And these things are personal to me, because it's a lot of what is happening with me. So as I share, I also encourage myself to do all that I would have said here. And I look forward to the next episode. I say that like if I listen to the podcast. But sometimes preachers just preach to themselves, right? Now I ain't a preacher, but sometimes when you're speaking, you speak to yourself. And you share things that, you know, this is what you need to do. And the thing is, a lot of people are going through the exact same thing you may go through. So I said that to say, don't feel alone. Go through what you're going through. Ask the Lord to send the right people in your life. But relax and recline in the presence of God. Let Him be your confidant. Let Him be the person that you go to. Let Him be the person that you run to and you cry out to and you share and you be vulnerable with. Let God be that person. Build a relationship with Jesus and enjoy those moments. So until the next time, my name is Kyle and I'm your friend.